I've been a very good supporter of the judicial system.
You have.
I think the checkmate list has been handled well this year, grand scheme of things. How we get a situation where David McKay has been sent to the tribunal with no charge is unacceptable. Yes. What does David McKay go to the tribunal on Tuesday night and say? I'll tell you what I'd be doing if I was Adelaide. I got their transmission yesterday, communication from headquarters. I would have replied to the email, sorry, can't make it, won't be there, have nothing to defend. This is an unacceptable outcome as far as I'm concerned. How do you get a situation where a player has to front the tribunal on for no reason? Yeah. That's effectively what's happened here.
Just go to the tribunal.
Just go to the tribunal and we'll talk about it. No, you charge me and I'll defend myself if there is a situation where I need to. But according to your judicial system to this point, I've got nothing to defend. Mm. So what does he do? What does David McKay and Adelaide do on Tuesday night?
He sits there and listens. Well,
how do you possibly prepare to defend yourself to know what you're up against? You don't know what you're up against. It's a very unusual outcome. In fact, I think it's an unacceptable outcome. Just in my opinion, it's an unacceptable outcome. What we've seen through the course of the year so far with the MRO situation is you would get a grading and you'd go and defend it. We've talked about this a lot, Whitey. We like the system. Get the grading. If you think it's a reportable offence, give them a grading on the table of offences and then go and defend it. What we've got here is just, hello. Well, can't defend you. Can't charge you.
The charge is breaking somebody's jaw.
That's not a charge.
But that's what it. That's why he's going to the tribunal.
Well, that's seemingly...
If he didn't break Hunter Clark's jaw, he's not going to the tribunal.
That's seemingly reason he might be there, but we don't know.
No.
There is no actual evidence or charge against David McKay to get him to the tribunal on Tuesday night. It's an unacceptable outcome.
So Adelaide have to be making a phone call after the email went out yesterday.
I'll be telling them to jam it.
Yeah.
Not coming. What am I going for?
What can my client prepare to defend?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
They would have been better off saying, you know what? It was careless. It was high. It was severe. You go and defend it.
Yeah.
All right? Whether or not you think it's right, fantastic. This is your right as a player to go to the tribunal and defend yourself. And that's okay. And we like that process because that's due process. Yep. But how do you defend this? What's he defending? I don't understand. David King had his say on it on Fox Footy yesterday. Let's have a listen to Kingy. A bit different on my take.
Oh, I have a different view on this totally. And I'm looking at the health and well-being of the players long-term. We've got so many players on the sidelines now with their lives being altered significantly at 21, 22 years of age. They've got 80 years of their lives to come. And for me, you can highlight the point of contact if you like. You can look at all the stills you like. It's not about still photos. This is about decision-making in the path here for McKay. Significant contact is highly likely in that evidence when he's coming in flat speed like that. I just think... we need to coach that out of players. We need to suspend that out of the game. And I'm comfortable with this being 3 or 4 weeks because the price these players are paying post-career is well and above someone missing 1 or 2 weeks of football. We've got to change behaviour. We've had this conversation 30 times in 2 years and nothing's changed. Either take a stand or forget about it because they've been lost in their messaging all the way through. If the head of football doesn't know whether that's a reportable and suspendable offence, what are we doing? How are the players supposed to know?
David King on Fox 4 yesterday. He wants 3 or 4 weeks. He and I had a vociferous disagreement yesterday in the text exchange.
What does he want coached out of a player there? Attack on the ball.
Seemingly, that's what he was suggesting.
Like so, that
he's philosophically the head contact and concussion and non-football acts that require players to miss games for concussion. I'm fully with. I think most of us are with.
So it is believed the AFL was worried by the look of McKay running 15 metres and accelerating into the contest, showing a lack of care for Clark.
That's from Johnny Ralston's piece in the...
So if that is in the dying moments, the ball is inside St Kilda's forward 50, okay, Dave McKay slows down into that contest and allows Hunter Clark to take the ball and kick a goal and win the game. Then it's the other way. Oh, David McKay should have attacked that contest harder. It's you can't coach that out of a player.
But I've stayed quiet.
You know when he stays quiet, he's got something to say.
No, because I, in a lot of ways I don't, because this is the problem that the game finds itself in at the moment, that I understand completely where Kingy's coming from about the head is sacrosanct and we've got to look after the player. I get all of that. But the way the game is played, sometimes accidents happen on the field.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think in the situation that David Mackay was in on Saturday night was that he definitely accelerated to the contest, but
he had to get there.
And he protected himself in the process, and I think he actually handled that situation extremely well. The reality is, as a result of his action, a player is badly injured. But accidents happen on the football field. They always have and they always will. So I don't know really in the circumstances we're in whether that's avoidable. And just because someone gets injured, that doesn't mean necessarily that there needs to be accountability for that. And I feel like we've got to that in the game, that there needs to be, every time someone is injured, someone needs to be made accountable for it so it doesn't happen again. Well, if that's the way it's going to be, go and play tennis or go and play lawn bowls, because there are going to be
there's collisions in this sport.
And if we start to suspend players for what David Mackay did, there's every chance we'll actually get more injuries because players will sort of go into self-preservation mode and be clumsy or be hesitant and not act in a natural way, which could potentially cause other injuries. So there's always going to be consequences for any, you know, for any changes in taking the instinctiveness out of the game. That would be my feeling. And I think in the situation with this MRO one, to me, and I don't know, I haven't spoken to Chris O, but for to be put up with no finding to it, I feel that Chris O thought, you know what, David Mackay shouldn't be suspended for that. But because there's been someone with a badly broken jaw, there doesn't necessarily need to be accountability, but there needs to be an explanation for what happened.
Well, go and charge him.
The tribunal.
Yeah.
But some things, I don't think that if Chris O thought he should have been charged, he would have been charged.
But he wasn't. So the incident is ungraded, according to the MRO release yesterday evening. The incident is ungraded, so he hasn't been charged, but it's been referred to the tribunal.
So it's unfair on the tribunal.
There has to be... So I'm imagining that he has to go to the tribunal and justify why he shouldn't be suspended.
But
how
stupid is that?
So if that's the case,
say
then
that
he needs
again.
To be charged.
You have to go and defend.
Because I would imagine
why you shouldn't be, even though you haven't been charged.
But I would imagine that having gone to the tribunal for a long, long time, many, many years, is that the AFL council, or whatever you call it, he will come in and say he should be suspended for this.
For what?
He's going to have to breaking Hunter Clark's jaw.
But that's not a suspendable offence outcome. There is a process. There is a table of offences. There's a whole table.
No, I understand all of that. I understand all that. But it's almost like they're going to sit down there on Tuesday night and say, right, Hunter Clark's jaw has been broken.
And that's very unfortunate.
Should David Mackay be responsible for that? Let's have a chat about it. That's how it feels
it's like. It feels like a conversation starter.
It's not. Yeah. But a tribunal setting is not.
I understand
setting.
That, but I can't think of any other way it will be handled but that.
It's an unacceptable outcome as far as I'm concerned. Because if it gets to the point, like to Kingy's suggestion and what you picked up before, Ram, about attacking the footy, he's entitled to attack that footy. And
of course he is.
That was as legitimate a 50-50 contest as you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And the speed of opposing players is irrelevant in that. You're entitled to get to win that footy, going turtle pace or going Usain Bolt pace.
Yep,
that's the game. It gets to the point if David Mackay is suspended, we get to the point where it becomes dangerous to have a ground ball in the game. Mm. So you know those games you used to play at training where it was keep possession, the ball touches the ground, turnover.
Yep.
That will end up happening because you won't be able to engage in a ground ball because you might get hurt and someone might get concussed or a nose broken or a jaw broken. Or whatever. That's the outcome we're actually leading to if we get David Mackay suspended from here. Ground balls will almost be taken out of the game. They have to be. Because you put yourself in a situation where you contest it legally and somebody gets injured as a result of an accident, which happens in a collision sport.